You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I suppose we'd all have to be living in a cave in some isolated place not to be aware that we have an economic crunch and crisis going on in our global economy these days. And it's not just the poorest of the poor anymore who are truly affected, but it is working its way up the socioeconomic ladder. How many of you might even be asking, what would happen if I had to take a pay cut, if my hours were cut back, or if I lost my job entirely? How would I pay that mortgage? How would I afford that necessary prescription if I lost that job and its health care benefit? How would I pay my kids' tuition, buy them books and school supplies? Or even we might ask, how might I have to cut back on the kind of meals and the food that I put on my table for my family? More and more people are living on what we call the edge. They are one medical emergency away, one lost job away from going over the edge and truly becoming needy beyond belief. Take our own economic situation and now multiply it by 100. And this is Jesus' economic world. Here we have people who live truly hand to mouth each day. Here we have people who have no such thing as unemployment insurance or any kind of social network or safety net, no medical insurance, none of that. It's simple. No job today, no pay today. No pay today, no food today. One can imagine these day laborers who don't get hired going home to their families and having to say to them, I have nothing to offer you today. And if you were among those day laborers who might be getting up in years a little bit, or maybe having a bit of a physical disability, if you were a little bit on the weak side, who's going to hire you? Those kinds of folks were truly on the brink and might, in fact, find themselves facing literal death because they couldn't find work. Can we even imagine, begin to feel what such folks might feel? And so it is in this context, this social economic crisis context, that Jesus tells this parable. And what is he trying to help us to learn? Because he's always teaching us how we are to interact with our sisters and brothers in the broad human community. What is he trying to tell us? He's telling us that some people look out at these situations and these real live people and kind of shrug their shoulders, and say, well, you know, that's the way the system works. That's the way the market operates. And so you have to send people home with no pay, or with maybe an hour's worth of pay if they did an hour's worth of work, which could provide maybe a pittance, a small item for the family. But it would literally mean sending someone home to tell their kids, you know, you're just not going to eat tonight. From our earliest years, don't we grow up with the idea in our mind of playing the game of life fair and square? We play our games that way, but sometimes we're also taught that that's the way life must be lived, fair and square. Namely, you get what you earn. You get what you deserve. If you work for an hour, you get paid for an hour. If you don't work, you don't get paid. Period. That's somewhere, I believe, in all of our subconsciouses. It's in our minds and in our hearts. We've grown up with that value system. Fair and square. Let's do it fairly. And I would suggest that as we bring that subconsciously somewhere in our minds into this building on Sunday, particularly today, we are getting ready for a train wreck, a clash of value systems. We hear today what we've heard before. God, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, says, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. Think of that metaphor just for a minute. Do you understand the universe? Can you get a grasp in your mind that our galaxy has 100+ billion stars in it, and there are 100+ billion more galaxies? Can you get your hands around that? How high are the heavens above the earth? Do we understand pulsars and quasars and black holes and all these other things scientists scratch the surface of? I don't get it at all. That's how beyond us and more is God's thought and God's ways. How can we ever grasp what God is and what God wants us to grow in and to believe? The unfathomable dimensions of this universe give insight into God's beyondness for us. And so the good place to start, I think a good spiritual place to begin, is to say, you know, God, I don't get it. I don't understand. What that means is I'm ready to be open to learning something new. Your way, the divine way. The gospel story has an interesting line in it, among many. One of the lines says that the landowner, upon coming out later in the day, says to those laying around looking for a job, you go too, and I will pay you what is just. And at the end of the day, we all know how the story ends up. Those who work an hour get a full day's pay, and I ask you, is that just? God's answer is, yes, how beyond are God's ways. God redefines what is just. What is just is what people need, not what they deserve. Now that's a stunner for us. It's what people need, not what they deserve. St. Paul put it this way in the last line of the second reading today. Only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. Only, that's the only thing we can do, is be in a conduct, behavior that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. And what is that gospel of Christ? It is the revelation of God redefining justice for us, because all of us, all humanity, while we were sinners and undeserving and going on our merry way, God loved us anyway, in our sin, in our undeserving nature, and God forgave us in Christ. Christ died for us as sinners. And so what does conducting ourselves according to the good news look like? What would good news be if you were looking for work, trying to find food, trying to educate your family, trying to get medical care, none of which was within your means to afford? What would good news look like? What would it look like if you were trying to look for mercy and forgiveness for a life you wished you could undo? What would good news look like? Not that you deserved it, not that you earned it, but what would good news look like? The good news is God's hope that we human beings would change our game plan and not talk about fair and square as the foundational principle of our interactive lives with each other, but rather we would begin to grow in the ways of God, which are compassion and generosity. Could we say, even as strange as it sounds, generosity is God's definition of justice? Now, I know you're going to complain by saying, if I'm that generous, somebody's going to take advantage of me. Someone will take advantage of a generous person. But I ask you, how many times have all of us taken advantage of God's generosity by asking repeatedly, Lord, forgive me for this same old thing? How many times have we relied on the good news that God's way of looking at us is not fair and square and what we deserve, but through compassionate eyes and generous giving? That's the game plan. That's the good news. Conduct yourselves only in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, there is an alternative. There is an alternative. The alternative is this: pack up your stuff and go home. Why? What right do you have to be here? What right do I have to be here? The only way we're here is because God has called us and invited us. And in our Eucharistic prayer, we thank God for making us worthy. Making us worthy. Otherwise, pack up and let's go home. Otherwise, we become like the Pharisee who went up to the temple to pray, and we must pray this way: thank you, God, I'm not like the rest of human beings who are so unworthy. I do everything. I follow all these rules. And now, God, you have to respond in kind. And we know what Jesus said about that. In other words, the alternative is to pray this way. And it's striking. Lord, I ask only this. Please, please give me what I deserve. I'm not interested in that. I don't know about you.